New constraints on the dark matter density profiles of dwarf galaxies from proper motions of globular cluster streams, by Khyati Malhan et al. The central density profiles in low-mass and dwarf galaxy halos depend strongly on the nature of dark matter. Recently, in Malhan et al., 2021, we employed n-body simulations to show that the cuspy cold dark matter, CDM, subhalos predicted by cosmological simulations can be differentiated from caught subhalos using the properties of accreted globular cluster streams, those stellar streams produced from the tidal stripping of globular clusters that initially evolved within their parent dwarf galaxies and only later merged with the Milky Way. In particular, we previously found that clusters that are accreted within cuspy CDM subhalos produce streams with larger physical widths and higher line-of-sight velocity dispersions as compared to those streams that accrete inside caught subhalos. Here, we use the same suite of simulations to demonstrate that the dispersion in the tangential velocity of streams, sigma v tan, is another parameter that is also sensitive to the central DM density profile of their parent dwarfs. We find that globular clusters that were accreted from cuspy CDM subhalos produce streams with larger sigma v tan than those that were accreted inside caught subhalos. Furthermore, we use Gaia-EDR-3 observations of multiple GC streams to compare their sigma v tan values with simulations. This comparison indicates that the 5 observed streams we analyze are more likely to be associated with globular clusters of backquote accreted, rather than backquote in situ, origin. We also find evidence that the progenitor globular clusters of these streams were probably accreted inside caught DM subhalos, with M subhalo greater than approximately 10⁻⁸-9 MSUN. This was, new constraints on the dark matter density profiles of dwarf galaxies from proper motions of globular cluster streams, by Khyati Malhan et al.